You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, if you haven't heard the message of this series, Prepare and Wild Hogs, you've really missed something. Go back on the archives, keepthesabbath.com and radio shows, and make sure you listen to it, because I can't go back and cover it all. The price of the free corn that Jedediah Smith gave out to the wild hogs in the Okefenokee Swamp in 1900 is the free government benefits that the government gives to us. They ain't free, and they're going to cost us our life if we're stupid enough to fall for it. That free corn is our liberty. Federal free corn has reduced the people to a state of dependency where we can't even fend for ourselves. We can't provide for ourselves anymore, and we're close to having the final rail put up around the fence that's around us that's going to imprison us. Many people think the Bible doesn't have much to say about money and financing. Well, you're wrong. That's not accurate. It's a huge subject. There are over 700 verses that deal directly with money in the Bible. Violate those verses, violate those laws, and there's an automatic penalty for violating it. God spends a lot of time on this subject, and we need to go through something that's sure to make everyone squirm today, as almost everybody is guilty of it in one form or another, and that is usury, interest. From a biblical viewpoint, it's an evil sin. Let's examine what the Bible says about usury. Nesak, it's a primitive root, means to strike with a sting as with a serpent. That's right, it bites. It's to oppress with interest on a loan. It's forbidden. The Bible forbids us from charging usury to God's people. Leviticus 25:35. If one of your brothers becomes poor and falls into poverty among you, then you shall help him like a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. Take no usury or interest from him, but fear your God, that your brother may live with you. You shall not lend him your money for usury, nor lend him your food as a profit. In other words, it's forbidden to charge usury to a brother. Do you think it's a good idea for us to pay usury? If it's a sin to charge usury, is it desirable to pay it? These loans were not to buy a used camel or car. It was for food, necessities of life. The law was to protect us, and debt destroys us. Lending can be a blessing. Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord will open to you his treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. See, if we obey God, he tells us that we're going to be rich enough to lend to other nations, but he forbids us to borrow. We're $30 trillion in debt. Yeah, I know they don't tell you it's that much, but they're lying to you. It's more than $30 trillion, actually. It's over $30 trillion. But the real figure is about $300 trillion. It's about 10 times higher than they make it so we can figure it out.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.